We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work. C-104.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Carissa.
Hey, Carissa, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I need to somehow, very quietly, find out if my boss is sleeping with my brother's girlfriend.
Wow. Okay, all right, so that's a few moving pieces here. Okay, so you think your boss is sleeping with your brother's girlfriend?
Yep. I mean, and obviously, I love my job, so, you know, the main part of this is I can't have anyone knowing that I'm involved in any of this. That's why I'm not using my real name.
Oh, okay, so Carissa isn't your real name then?
No.
Okay, can you give us your boss's real name, but like maybe just his first name only?
His name is Dan.
Okay, and what is your brother's girlfriend's name?
Michelle.
Okay.
Well, my brother's name is Craig.
Okay, and those are all real names?
Yes.
Okay, so explain to me how your boss ended up sleeping, you think, with your brother's girlfriend.
Okay, so Dan, my boss, he's a crazy rich real estate developer. And about a few weeks ago, he kind of sent this company-wide email asking if we knew anyone that would be good on social media, like a good social media director for the company. And he specifically wanted someone who was basically very active on all social media platforms and could create and produce videos. And so, of course, I immediately thought about my brother's girlfriend because she is really amazing at this stuff. She's got tons of followers. She's got a great social media presence. And she's really good at promoting herself. So I was like, you know what? This could be a good fit.
Okay, so you introduced Dan to Michelle.
I did, yes.
Okay, so then what happened? She had to sleep with him for the job or something?
Well, no. She got the job on her own. You know, Dan was blown away with her. She's really good at what she does. So she started working the following week. But pretty quickly, I noticed that they were becoming a little bit inseparable. Like, she would show up and they would go to these creative lunches together, or she would just stop by randomly at the office, pretty much just when we were getting ready to go home, and so they could go get drinks and brainstorm.
Yeah, I can kind of see where this is going.
Yeah, well, that's not even nothing. It gets better. He also flew her to Florida twice on two separate trips down there to film something on one of his properties down there, a couple of his properties.
Dang! Who is this guy? I'll take over his Instagram videos for him.
I bet you would.
But here's the thing. I mean, I like Dan as a boss, and, you know, I've seen him do this so many times before. He's definitely a womanizer. You know, he finds these young girls, and, you know, of course, he impresses them with his Corvettes or his house in Florida, and then he just sleeps with them, moves on to the next one.
Okay, and all of this would be fine, except the latest victim just happens to be your brother's girlfriend.
Exactly.
Okay.
Have you talked to your brother about this? Like, have you warned him at all?
I talked to both of them about it, actually, both him and his girlfriend. And they're insisting that nothing is going on. I mean, I wasn't mean about it. I was just like, hey, just warning you. I love my boss, but, you know, this is what he does. This is the kind of guy he is. And they both seem to be okay with everything.
Okay. So let me throw this out there. If your brother's okay with things and you've warned this girl, isn't your job done here? Like, shouldn't you, you know, mind your own business at this point?
I totally would mind my business, but she lied. Okay. If she was telling the truth,
yeah,
it'd be different, but I don't think she is.
I mean, I kind of agree with you. I think, you know, this guy is taking her on trips to Florida and going out for drinks with her after work. It just sounds exactly like what you described. He's trying to impress her.
And that's exactly what he does. Like, he's a total playboy. And again, I really wouldn't care about it at all, except I don't want to see my little brother get hurt.
Aw, so you're just being a good big sister, that's all.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Although, if you really cared, you would have never introduced the two of them. So really, like, this entire thing is your fault. So, all right, well, listen, we'll take the job. Let's figure out if your boss is sleeping with your brother's girlfriend. Now, who did you want us to call, your boss or your brother's girlfriend?
Well, like I said, I love my job, so the less you can involve my boss, the better.
Okay, no problem. So we'll just focus on her then. So we need to brainstorm here, people, because at this point, absolutely nothing is coming to mind right now as far as ideas. But don't worry, Krista. We always think of something. If you're listening and you have any ideas this morning about what we can do, call us, 473-1045. You can also text us at 757-104. And we got some ideas on the text line at 757-104. What are some of the ideas we got?
Call the girl as though you are a business associate of him, referred to her for business, find out how close they are, blatantly ask if they're seeing each other because okay. He speaks so highly of her.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. He says you're great in bed.
Yeah, basically. pretend to be the boss's girlfriend and confront her.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Call as the boss's personal assistant to set up another trip and talk about past trips, hotel stays, sharing rooms or something.
I like that. That would be easy.
Maybe Ashley can call and act like she's a new girl at the job and the boss invited her somewhere and wants to know what goes down.
Did you see the lawyer one?
No.
So
was that?
Somebody texted, it's really long, but somebody texted that they used to work for a company where their boss who was married got exposed because a former employee claimed that you couldn't get advancements in the company unless you slept with the boss. So they had to bring her in to testify and it was revealed that he had a girlfriend. That would be a cool way to expose this. We could say maybe he's facing, why don't we say maybe he's facing a complaint from a former employee and we'll say like, did you feel the need to sleep with him to advance in your job? You know, that kind of thing. I'll do it. Yeah, okay. I'll do it. I'm clearly the lawyer in this group.
I don't think I sound like one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could give it a shot.
No.
let's call her up here and we will see. If the fake lawyer thing works, and if it doesn't, then we'll try something else.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. I'm calling to speak to Michelle, please.
This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. My name is Earl Simmons. I'm actually a friend of Dan. Did he tell you I was going to be calling you?
Who is this?
My name is Earl Simmons. I'm actually friends with Dan. I told him to let you know I was going to be calling you this week.
No, he didn't tell me anything.
that's just like him. I actually went to school with Danny a long time ago. Anyways, I'm an attorney, and I'm handling a dispute for him right now, and I was hoping I could ask you a few questions that might help us out. Do you have time to answer just a couple questions for me? I promise it won't take more than 5 minutes.
Questions about what?
Well, like I said, I'm handling a dispute for him. It's work-related, and he wanted me to get a few comments from friends and employees to help out with his side of this case. So some of these are work questions. Some of them are personal. Just answer whatever you want, okay? No, don't worry. No one's in any trouble legally or anything like that. This is just a stupid dispute case, and it won't even make it into a courtroom. So do you have a couple of minutes?
Sure, I guess so.
Okay, great. So first question is, how long have you been employee for real estate?
I guess about a month or so.
Okay, great. And would you say in general that the company presents a friendly environment to work in?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. So I'm going to ask you a couple personal questions now. And now these are related specifically about you and Dan. The reason I'm asking these questions is because the dispute is specifically over a previous relationship Dan had where a disgruntled employee is claiming that only people who have sexual relationships with the boss are offered advancement opportunities in the company. So I'm prefacing my questions with that info so you understand where they're coming from, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Dan has confided in me that the two of you developed a friendship, and it is now more than just a working relationship. At any point, did you feel that you were being forced into any kind of relationship with Dan in order to keep your job or advance in the company?
Did I feel forced? No.
Okay. So at no point did you feel like, well, if I want to keep this job, I'm going to have to sleep with my boss?
No, not at all.
Okay, great. Dan has also confided in me that the two of you have an intimate relationship, which is basically legally just means you've had sexual at any point did you feel that it was something you had to do in order to keep your job?
No.
Okay, so when the two of you were intimate, it was out of free will?
Yes.
Okay, and you never felt like you had to do it to advance in the company?
No.
Okay. Well, that's all we needed to put on the record here. I appreciate your help. I'm sure Dan does too. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, actually, who's going to see this information? Like, am I going to have to testify in court or anything?
No, like I said, this is a minor dispute. Like I said, it's not even going to get to court.
Okay, but is my name going to be on the record or whatever?
You'll be listed as a confidential employee.
Okay, because I don't think Dan wants people knowing about us or anything.
Well, you know what? That's why there's attorney-client confidentiality, right?
Yeah, okay, because I'm pretty sure he doesn't want anyone to know.
Correct, and you probably don't want anyone to know about the two of you either.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Because, like, for example, if your boyfriend Craig found out, that wouldn't be very good.
Wait, who told you about Craig?
Actually, I did. And now guess what? My brother's going to know about your little secret, too. You just couldn't resist it, could you? I even warned you about him. But no, you just have to go for the guy with the fancy car and the boat and yourself out for him over my brother. And you know what? For the record, my brother would do anything for you. And you know what? You don't even deserve him. You're like a... I cannot believe you.
Well, can I give you a piece of free advice? If you want to keep your job, you should probably stay out of it, because all I have to do is tell Dan I want you gone, and you're gone. Whose side do you think he's going to take, his old-ass account manager or the hot new young girl he takes to dinner and takes shopping?
Oh, girl, you really think I care about this job more than I do about my brother? That's the difference between us. I care more about people than I do about my f***ing Instagram account with fake-ass pictures of me on my fake-ass boat with fake-ass people. So you go ahead and tell the boss about me, okay? And I'll go file a wrongful termination lawsuit so fast that both of you will end up broke. And maybe then I'll let you come work for me.
Oh,
okay. Good luck with
that. That was awesome.
I want to come work for you now.